We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. All right, all right. Welcome, welcome. This is 91.7. You're listening to WYXR. We're Raised by Sound, and this is Let's Get Lost. Every Wednesday, morning, 10 a.m., we bring you the best in jazz music, mostly from the 1950s, 60s, pretty much, mostly, not always, but mostly. We heard Mr. Ernie Henry, little known Ernie Henry. I kind of know him more, you know, through a Monk collaboration, but he worked with Tad Dameron, he worked with Fats Navarro. He was in the Dizzy Gillespie band. He's an interesting character. He made a few records for Riverside. That's what we just heard was one of them. This is Seven Standards and a Blues. And man, you know, if you look at an album and it says Wynton Kelly on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, you're probably going to be in good shape. I know I am. All that rhythm section, the rhythm section is the backing group for those uninitiated. That's a driver for me. You just took my money, because if I see those individuals, because you know that groove is going to be happening in large amounts. And it is indeed. We just heard, Henry's version of I Get a Kick Out of You. I'm going to try to do some more research on him. He dies young. A lot of these danged old jazz musicians die young, don't they? Not all of them. Some of them live to their 100. But he died at the age of 31. And look, I'm going to do some research, because it's sort of questionable how he passed. And I think there was an assumption with some musicians like, oh, well, he was a drug addict. And in some cases, they weren't. And that was not true. And they actually had a health issue. And it was assumed for reasons that we won't go into. But hello. And we are going to have a great show today. I don't have anything specifically planned. I had a good holidays. I've been out for a couple weeks. John did an amazing job with all of his holiday stuff. He did a great Christmas show. If you didn't hear it, go back to the archives, WYXR.org. You can go back there and listen to all kind of stuff, including archive shows of Let's Get Lost. And he did a Christmas show. He did a New Year's Day show. John is a holiday maestro. I'm not a holiday maestro, but he is, and he does so well at programming for festive occasions. I'm going to get into the music. I just saw Robbie, our director here, our ED. We got some stereo sessions coming up. They're going to announce that soon. If you guys have come to Crosstown before and gone to the Listening Lab and gone to any stereo sessions, you know what I'm talking about. But there's going to be a new season coming up, and I'll just tease it. I hope I don't get in trouble. There's going to be a jazz one. I've done one before, but this is one. The one that we're going to, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I will say that it's going to be awesome, and it features a legendary local pianist. Now you know who it is. But it's a great record that we play up here, and I'm really excited to feature it, and we'll hang out, we'll listen to it, and we'll talk about it, and that's going to be super cool. We just got a kick out of you. Let's think about you. I thought about you with another alto player that I love, who was actually born right here in Memphis, Mr. Sonny Chris. I thought about you. Thank you.
Thank you. Support for WIXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Global Cafe, serving authentic dishes from Mexico, Venezuela, Sudan, and more. Global Cafe hosts immigrant food entrepreneurs cooking an eclectic mix of dishes in Crosstown Concourse, offering online ordering for pickup and delivery. More information at globalcafememphis.com.
All right, go over to Global Cafe. That's one of my favorite restaurants. And if you go there and you've never been, it might be yours as well. We just heard a really fun set of music. Mr. A.K. Salim, Pretty for the People is the name of the album. Balu Edu, 1957 on Savoy. A.K. was a arranger out of Chicago, originally born in Chattanooga, I found out, but came up in a very fertile Chicago scene playing in the 1930s and 40s, and then left a business originally named Albert Atkinson, and then he, I'm assuming, converted to Islam and went by Ahmed Karab Salim and arranged for all these people. Lucky Millinder, Cab Calloway, Jimmy Lunsford, Lionel Hampton. I mean, he worked with the heavies of the heavies, and then bailed on the business, which sometimes one has to do, and came back and did this record, or did a few records on Savoy, and they sound almost like, you know, the 1957, I know that was a long time ago, but it almost sounds like late 40s, early 50s bebop, and the band, I mean, I guess maybe it was like, hey, there's this Mambo thing going on, maybe we can get in on it. And the label got him in, and just some wonderful writing. Paul Chambers sounds so good on bass. Max Roach and Chano Pazzo, two bebop architects. Again, this is 57, so it's a little later. Interesting. They're conversing here at the end of that track. Kenny Durham on trumpet, Johnny Griffin's tenor saxophone, another Chicago legend, Pepper Adams on Barry. Just a really great band. Cool record. Before that, Pretty for the People is the name of it, if you want to check it out. Before that, Bud Powell, legendary album Whale, which is a bebop standard classic, not standard per se, but people play it in New York. I've heard it. And just incredible band, Fats Navarro, Sonny Rollins, Tommy Potter, Roy Haynes, who we just lost. Remember I was saying earlier in the show about some jazz musicians leave us young. Roy Haynes was 100. He just left us, and what a career. So we're going to continue to honor Roy. Before that, if there's any, just want to let everybody know which side of the fence I'm on. I am a Sonny Criss fan. This man, I love the way he plays. From his I'll Catch the Sun album, Prestige, 1969, I Thought About You. Sonny Criss was born in Memphis. And I think he really, even though I think he left here when he was 14, 15, something like that. He was a teenager and ended up in Los Angeles. And that's really where his career, you know, he's considered an LA guy. But when I hear him, I hear Memphis. I hear a Memphis artist. I don't hear an LA artist. And the way he plays, his virtuosity, but his deep, soulful blues thing, with the virtuosity, with the absolute command, maestro level command of the instrument. To me, that's a Memphis thing. That's like the Phineas Newborn, George Coleman, etc., Frank Strozier. Hank Crawford, I mean, he's got that kind of Hank soulfulness, but he's just got the absolute up and down command of the instrument, the alto saxophone. Here he's with Hampton Hawes, LA guys, Hampton Hawes on piano, Monty Budwig on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, no strangers to playing and making great music. Sonny Criss. Where should we go now? I just realized I'm playing like all alto saxophone players, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to play another one. Charlie Mariano. This is a very cool record. This is him with Don Spesky. This is their take on I Feel Pretty. It's got to fade in. Cool.
Thank you. I'm Patrick Tamburino, host of the TechnoStrategist podcast. Join me as we navigate the ever-evolving world of IT managed services and beyond. We'll explore everything from selecting the ideal tech partner to the forefront of cutting-edge technologies, all infused with my own unique perspective and hopefully a touch of humor. Don't forget to tune in to the TechnoStrategist on the WYXR Podcast Network. For more information, head over to WYXR.org.
Halloran Center presents, featuring Sweet Honey in the Rock on Friday, January 24th. The Grammy Award-nominated a cappella vocal quartet is rooted in African-American history and culture with over four decades of distinguished service. This event is sign language interpreted. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
All right, that's cool. I didn't know they were still doing the thing. That's great. Go see Sweet Honey in the Rock. I mean, I think you can't lose there. We can't lose with Johnny Hodges. And if you're just joining us, this is some of my best friends are alto saxophone players. I did not intend to make this an alto-centric show, but it just happened that way. And that's all right. We like those guys and gals. We heard Johnny Hodges from their him and his main employer, Duke Ellington. They had a record in 1959 called Back to Back on Verve, mostly all blues numbers. That was Wabash Blues. Really cool band. I love Les Spann on guitar. He didn't even take a solo, and he just always, whenever you see him on an album, he makes his presence known with just little cool parts and like just little things he does behind the in the arrangement. He probably comes up with that stuff. I'm sure he comes up with that stuff on his own. Joe Jones, great Papa Joe on drums. Harry Sweets, Edison Trumpet, Al Hall on bass. For that, we heard, really digging this record. I got hip to this from the great Lauren Schoenberg, who is the director of the Harlem Jazz Museum in New York City. He was also a teacher of mine. I took a Duke Ellington course from him, and it was life-changing. He is an amazing man. And his Facebook account, he's always just putting up cool stuff, and he put up this record. And I think the reason he did was because he was gushing on about Shadow Wilson's drumming, and for good reason. Joe Newman, but this record, and there's two of them. There's one before this that he made on RCA Victor. This one's I'm Still Swinging, 1956. That was Lament for a Lost Love, and it's just some great writing. Gene Quill, I mean, who's who, the best of the best in the band. Gene Quill, alto, Irby Green, trombone, Al Cohn, tenor, Freddie Green on guitar, Dick Katz on piano, Eddie Jones bass, and of course Shadow Wilson's drum, and Joe Newman on trumpet. And I believe he's doing those arrangements too. So he's just a really cool record. I've hit a couple friends of mine up to the record, and they really love it. Before that, Charlie Mariano, talk about arranging, Mr. Don Sobeski. He wrote the book, quite literally. That's Don's arrangement of I Feel Pretty, from a Jazz Portrait of Charlie Mariano, on Regina. Out. This is a Canadian label, I think. Regina label, 1963. Never heard of it. It's Charlie Mariano with a bunch of brass players. A lot. I'm not going to list them all. There's a lot of people on that record. I really dug Don Butterfield's tuba playing though. And Mel Lewis's drumming, Art Davis on bass. James Clay played tenor. We played so many alto players, I feel like I have to move on. I have to let it go. We're going to go to the tenor saxophone now. Mr. James Clay, this is called a composition called Linda Serene. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Eddie Burt on trombone. We don't play on my alto show. I had to play some trombone. I didn't mean to play all those alto saxophone players. Mr. Eddie Burt on trombone, his version of Pennies from Heaven from his Like Cool album, 1958 on Somerset. Killer band, Barry Galbraith. Nice, rare Barry Galbraith guitar solo. Clive Lombardi bass, O.C. Johnson drums, Hank Jones. And man, Dave Schildkraut was on tenor. And I was mentioning Lauren Schoenberg earlier, and he did a thing also, just realized. And when I programmed this, I didn't realize that Dave Schildkraut was on this cut. But he did a little thing on Dave Schildkraut as a great alto player. I think he only made one record. I'm going to try to find. I bet John has the one Dave Schildkraut record, and he's going to play it next week. But I'm going to try to find it and maybe do some more investigation, because there was some, you know, apparently Charlie Parker was a fan. If Charlie Parker's a fan of your playing, that's always a good thing. So we'll talk about him hopefully at a future date. Mr. James Clay, another great man from Texas. Dallas. James Clay only made a few couple records, I think. I know he made two at least on Riverside. This is one of them, Double Dose of Soul. That was his composition, Linda Serene, from 1966. That was a usual Riverside crew. Riverside, a lot of these labels would kind of employ a lot of the same artists and musicians and backing bands, which, you know, we did that here at Stax and High. It was very common. Lewis Hayes on drums. Sam Jones bass, common Riverside folks. Gene Harris piano. Victor Feldman's playing some vibes somewhere on this record. I don't think on that cut. Nat Adderley cornet. And that brings us to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. There were some folks that hit me up, and I appreciate that. And we're going to go out with the great... my alto show, I'm going to end this thing with probably the... one of the beefiest tenor sounds in the world, Tommy Turrentine, Stanley Turrentine. Tommy was his brother, but he was also married to a wonderful woman named Shirley Scott. This is her album, Queen of the Organ. We're going to go out with That's For Me, and I'll see you guys on the flip side. Take care.